morning and welcome to AC23, the podcast of the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge, where our mission is to foster the creative capacity and vibrancy of the Capital Region through advocacy, resources, and education. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm your host, Pam Bordelon. On July 27th, Baton Rouge is taking part in an exciting national art-making campaign demonstrating how the arts can lead to healthier people and healthier communities. There's an event in each of the 12 Metro Council districts, and all are free and open to the public. Among the events taking place is a photography workshop and artist talk at the Healthcare Gallery in Metro District 11. Here to tell us more about that great project are Project Captain Kedrick Alford of LMNOP and photographer Rick LeCompte. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's see. Kedrick, let's start off with you. Tell us a little bit about what this project is going to be happening.
Well, Arts for Everybody is designed to highlight art as well as how art affects one's physical, mental, spiritual health. And we felt that, along with Mr. Rick's current exhibition at the Healthcare Gallery and his zeal and his zest for art, it would be a really good pairing to do an artist talk so individuals can learn more about why he does what he does. Okay. And actually how photography in particular can benefit one's personal health.
Okay. Is it... What made you want to be a part of Arts for Everybody? What was it that you said, oh, this is cool, I want to be part of this?
Well, it's a national program, and I think when you have a city such as Baton Rouge that's asked to participate or selected to participate, then it's important that those thought leaders and the individuals who are, you know, independently producing and curating shows as well as organizations and institutions come together to form something that's going to be something that Baton Rouge can remember for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is the vision and the mission of the Healthcare Gallery? I mean, you don't hear healthcare and gallery used in the same phrase very
That's
often.
Correct. So. Well, Dr. Leon Elliott, the primary care physician there, his initial mission was he didn't want any guest or patients to feel as if they were in a sterile environment. Just waiting to be dissected mm-hmm. and diagnosed. He wanted to produce a comfortable environment, a relaxed environment, an aesthetically pleasing environment for not only his patients, but anyone who just wanted to partake and visit and take a look at art.
Okay.
And, you know, he has this thought process that art does give us a sense of calmness. It reduces anxiety. It can reduce depression. So he instituted this back in 2014 and has been okay. doing it for 10 years now.
So instead of going to the doctor's office, raising your blood pressure.
Yeah, hopefully you can reduce
it mellows
the
you
blood
out,
pressure.
Huh?
That is the goal, yes.
Okay. So tell us your role in all of this. You are the founder guru behind LMNOP. So what is that all about?
One of many. LMNOP was created to place art in unconventional spaces and as well as highlight emerging artists and find new opportunities and create new opportunities for them to produce and highlight their work. So it didn't start out as a gallery curating service. It mm-hmm. grew into that. Our number one focus was always, what can we do for artists? What value can we add to artists to help them from a business portfolio standpoint? And that value continued to increase, and we found ourselves curating multiple locations, and so we've been having a good time with that.
Okay. So, yeah, if nobody sees your art, nobody's going to buy your art. So
that's one way to look at it. I guess the main mission is a lot of artists sometimes don't understand the value, or they don't understand the worth, or they don't understand what is possible for them to do with their art. So
yeah.
Even projects like this where you can partner with in Arts for Everybody, who is a national organization producing a national movement, mm-hmm. to connecting and working with a local organization such as the Arts Council, which I know Mr. Rick does quite often.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ties that should be acknowledged.
Okay. So, Rick, you're are you the only artist that's being featured in this exhibit?
Yes, the one at the Healthcare Gallery, yes.
Okay, so what can folks expect to see and do when they show up on the 27th?
Well, on the 27th, it's a case where there's going to be an artist talk. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, the doc and I, we will be going to a little garden area that's right adjacent to it. I mean, it's like 20 steps away. Mm-hmm. And then doing a little workshop on how to use nature in photography. And then by using those two things together, establish that kind of piece that Kedrick was just talking about.
Okay. So what is it? Have you always, I mean, I've seen you with a camera hanging around your neck for a lot of years. So have you always been, you know, the guy with the camera?
It really started long ago. I worked on the railroad, and I was the conductor, and on the end of the train, and wherever we stopped when we got home, the caboose was often right next door to a camera store. And so I just always looked at it, and then one day I thought, you know, I'm going to just stop in there. And so I went in there, talked to a guy, told him who I was. I was probably about 19 then, 20. And I said, maybe I need a camera. And so he sold me a used Leica camera, which I didn't know. It was just a camera. Yeah. I had no idea that Leica was one of the premier brands in the world at that time.
You did good.
Yeah. A Leica 3F, 1943, okay. And I still have it.
Wow.
So that's really when I got started.
Okay. What was it about picture taking what is it about that process that speaks to Rick as an artist?
Well, it's a capturing of a section of time. It really is. It's more than just a picture. It's like, well, here's a friend. You know, when you go back and you see a photograph of, you know, like maybe you and your family or you and an old pet or something, and when you stop and you look at it and how that brings all of that back to you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
And so for me, that one of the things that I'd like to say is, when asked why he practiced Zen or photography, his response was, "So I will see the tiny purple flowers by the side of the road as I walk to town each day. With an undefended heart, we can fall in love with life over and over every day. We become children of wonder, grateful to be walking on the earth, grateful to belong with each other and to all of creation. We can find our true refuge every moment, in every breath, and in every image."
Wow, that pretty much summed it up, doesn't it? So what is it, how have you experienced that photography has a positive impact on Rick's health, mental health, and your family? How can you put that into words for me?
When I was, I had a whole variety of jobs, take a whole show to go over those. But my last one, I was managing 42 salespeople over a number of states,
yeah.
and high quality organization, very reputable thing. And so it was high power all the time. And then I decided I was going to retire. And all of a sudden it was, what am I going to do? You know, I had a fence I was going to put in.
Yeah.
And it really was a big concern. What am I going to do?
Yeah. You know?
And then I was going to a thing here we had in town called Stabbed in the Art.
Yeah.
And I got to be friends with an artist, Alex Harvey.
Yeah.
And he asked if I, you know, did any art. And so by that time I'd taken some underwater stuff because I like to scuba dive. And so I brought it to him and he said, "Oh, you need to hang this stuff." And it's like, well, you know, just, you know, it's my little pictures. And so he hounded me. And so it Stabbed the Art. I finally did it. I worked up the courage. I hung 7 and I sold 4.
Wow.
It's like,
who
okay,
knew?
Maybe, maybe, just maybe, I'm not pretending, you know? Yeah, and so that's kind of how it got started. So that transition then was the same time that I retired. And then after my retirement, then I started studying, because the idea is always stay curious and then educate yourself about what you're curious about. And so I started studying Photoshop, which is not a way to, you know, to make things false or any of that. It's like, you know, you got a paint box.
Tweak it.
You got different colors in the paint. You know, it's not anything. And so I studied all of that, and then that gave me a nice smooth transition. And then I just frankly got better and better and had the chance to shoot an opera, Madame Butterfly, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, wow.
And then that went well, and then it just sort of blossomed ever since then.
Took off from there, huh?
Yeah.
So I know you just got – do you do anything besides photography? Do you paint or anything like that, or is photography it?
No, photography is pretty much it. I garden like crazy.
Okay.
My wife and I, who is also a photographer, by the way, we garden.
Okay. Well, I know you also do some acting, right? Which is another art form. So maybe you don't paint, but you do express yourself artistically in another way.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I was in the Purge. I recently did a Shawshank Redemption here last August at LSU.
Yeah.
Been in some movies and some shorts, and then I do voiceover work here in town, too.
Okay.
So that way, instead of this voice, but it sounds like this voice when I'm talking to you, Pam, because by golly, you're going to just love this noir show at the Healthcare Gallery on the 27th. Tune in and win.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. So you just got back from Paris.
Yes.
So tell us about that experience, because I know, and that had to have been good for your mental health to be able to go to Paris for like a week or so, huh?
It was. When I don't know, someplace in my teen years, I saw a picture that I don't even remember of a ballerina at the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. And so I found out about this workshop, high quality, extremely well-known guy, was having a workshop in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day of it was going to be 6 ballerinas at the Eiffel Tower, and we were, and then there were, I think, 8 of us photographers at all, and then we just shot all day there.
Okay.
So it was literally a dream come true. It just turned out fabulous, and I just can't hardly believe it.
What was your, you brought me a lovely photograph, piece of art photograph from that experience. So tell me, That has a neat little story. So tell us about that.
Yes. The first 2 days we were shooting in a villa. It was quite the thing. We had our own private villa and a French chef and, you know,
slumming,
and
huh?
Oh yes, you know, just something, you know, just for the average. But it had been overcast, and it was cold. This was in April. One morning it was 29.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So April in Paris had a different meaning after this. So then what happened was it had been just overcast. And so the day that we're to go, all of a sudden, it totally cleared up. And we had blue skies and billowy clouds and wispy clouds and just enough gentle wind to rustle the dresses and poof the hair of these ballerinas. It was and then after we were done that afternoon, it clouded back up again. It was a perfect gift that nature will give you, as I was saying earlier.
Yeah, every now and then Mother Nature cooperates, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, big weather makes for big memories.
Yes, absolutely. So will some of your photos from Paris be in the Noir exhibit?
There are 2 in there.
Okay.
One night after we did the workshop, I went ahead and stayed for another 4 days.
Okay.
Just by myself, just walking around, exploring and enjoying life. And at night, one of the last nights, I took my camera out by myself and with a monopod, you know, and shot some street shots. They came out better than I thought they would.
Okay.
Because shooting in dark, no flash, people moving.
Yeah.
But I'm extremely happy enough that there are 2 in the exhibit.
Okay. So did you ever shoot film, or are you strictly a digital guy?
I started out in film.
Okay.
Built a dark room long ago, shortly after I got that Leica.
Okay.
And then when I discovered scuba diving, I bought a digital camera to go underwater so because it would fit in the pocket of a BC.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, okay, digital's really the way to go because it was getting better and better. Yeah. And now I shoot for nerds. I shoot with a Sony A7R Mark III that shoots a file of 42 megabytes.
Wow.
So it's a big file.
Yeah.
And with that, I can do just about anything with it.
Yeah. That's huge. Yeah, digital photo. I started out shooting film and processing film, yep. And then digital came along, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's an instant. You know automatically if you got it or not, or if you need to reshoot, and that just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, you shoot a roll of 36. I used to say, shoot a roll of 36, and if I can get 5 out of it, that's good.
Yeah.
But then you don't know it for a week.
Yeah. Takes yep. a while. We like it, you know, we're on the tail end of that instant gratification.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I came back from Paris, and I was just there, like I said, 8 days, I came back with 3,200 images.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a lot to weed through.
Yes, it is.
Makes my hair hurt to think about. So, Kedrick, aside from checking out the exhibit and taking part in the workshop, what else is going to be available for visitors at the Healthcare Gallery on the 27th?
Well, they're going to get a gallery tour from me, Mr. Rick, and Dr. Elliott.
Okay.
The exhibition has close to 45. It's 36.
36.
Over 35 works of art. And so... with this persona that Mr. Rick created, Rick Noir, the Tales of Rick Noir, there are multiple stories that are being told through these photographs.
Okay.
So there's a lot to discuss.
Okay.
There's a lot to discuss. Like he says, he has two of the works from Paris, which fit into one of the stories inside of the gallery. So I think the gallery tour and the workshop is what I'm most excited about, because mm-hmm. I talk to Mr. Rick often, so mm-hmm. I always get an artist talk. But mm-hmm.
Share it with everybody else this go round, don't you?
Now, well, a lot of the things that we discuss, I think, usually are just from his life experiences. So it adds wisdom to me. It's not something that I traditionally would share with anybody.
Yeah. So it's my understanding that along with this part, that people will be able to get some type of health screening that will take place before they experience all of this, and then there'll be something at the end so that we can compare levels.
That's correct.
And after.
Many things that they're requesting is let's see their state when they arrive, and then let's see their state after, you know, the departing and experience in art. So I know that there will be blood pressure screenings that we'll be conducting,
mm-hmm.
Because all of that data is going to be important. And, you know, outside of us reading national statistics, I mean, I think we all have felt it in our lives that
sure.
art is soothing.
Yes.
We may not recognize it in the moment, but when we think back, like Mr. Rick said, a moment in time, if you were to have a photograph of that, a mental photograph, you would say, yes, I do remember how I felt during that time. I was anxious before, or I was, you know, feeling a sense of loneliness before. But when I experienced that art, all of that changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how long is this exhibit going to be up?
Until the 6th.
Yeah.
September 6th.
September.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Friday, September 6th, we have a closing reception.
Okay.
For the Noir exhibition, and that's going to operate as a really fun celebration of Rick LeCompte and Rick Noir.
Okay.
as well as the art. So bring your pocketbooks.
Okay, and that's going to be from 6 to 9, right?
6 to 9:30.
And 6 to 9:30. And where can people find the Healthcare Gallery? Where is it located?
3488 Brentwood Drive.
Okay.
So that's off of Jefferson Highway.
Okay.
Near Essen Lane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rick, for the curious amongst us, who is Rick Noir?
Rick Noir?
Yeah.
He's a sleuth. He's a sleuth.
Okay.
Yeah, people call him a lot of different names, sleuth, gumshoe, all of that stuff. But what Rick really prefers is to be called what he calls himself, tired.
Tired. Okay.
Okay. All of that's detailed and discussed inside of the exhibition. It's fascinating because Mr. Rick is a natural storyteller.
Yes, so. He is. I can vouch for that. Mm-hmm. I can vouch for that. So, to remind everybody once again, this is going to be taking place July 27th from 1 to 3.
Correct.
Okay, at the Healthcare Gallery on Brentwood, which is off of Jefferson Highway. It is one of 12 projects going on that day. And to get the complete rundown of them, you can go to our website, which is artsbr.org. And we greatly appreciate you tuning in today, and we hope to see you next Sunday. We thank you for joining us this morning for AC23. You can catch replays on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Support for this programming comes from Shell, our generous donors and members. To help us continue programming like this, please consider joining the Arts Council or becoming a donor. Information can be found on our website, artsbr.org. That's artsbr.org.